Hi, this is Bob Williamson. So be it. The President's State of the Union was well-crafted and should have been well-received because in spite of his missteps, he has led this country into prosperity it hasn't known for decades. His accomplishments are quite impressive for those who can look at things in an objective light. Nonetheless, the Trump haters will be out in force today, shredding him to pieces, as they have done since before the man even took office. What is truly amazing to me is that he has managed to achieve a favorability rating that exceeds Obama by 2 points at the same time in his presidency. A Rasmussen poll was released just prior to the State of the Union and gave him a favorability rating of 48%. This simply has to be giving the Democrats and liberal media hives, diarrhea, vomiting, or worse. I believe that most people are tuning out to progressive media and politicians and just getting on with their lives. Unfortunately, there are those who listen to the news 24/7 are finding that even things that shouldn't overwhelm them make them feel overwhelmed. Dudes, chill out. Guess what? The wall that needs to be built to keep drugs, terrorists, and those who want to be supported by American taxpayers all their lives will be opposed by the same Democrats that voted for it. It's predictable. Politics will get uglier and uglier as socialists and communists try to take away freedoms, legalize killing children, promote immorality, and further bankrupt our country. But God, the one thing that cannot be taken away from Christ followers is our loving Savior. He's in full control, and we just need to keep the faith and pray. A good friend who is just starting his Christian walk texted me last night and thanked me profusely for enlisting both my sons to help me pray for his father, who narrowly escaped death. He wrote, "I am certain that the prayers from you and your sons made a big difference. I will call and give you specific details about after we talked and you told me you would pray for him and his getting off of the ventilator quite suddenly and other things that really surprised the doctors." I wrote back that it wasn't us, it was Jesus that made the difference in his father. He responded, "Okay, I accept that it was Jesus, but you guys got his attention, and I can tell you it really worked and is still working. He was on the ropes." I told him I would continue praying for the mercy and compassion of Jesus to flood his father with healing. I relate this incident because many are discouraged with the bitter partisan fighting and attacks on our country and other things that are bringing them down. I believe the answer to all of our problems lies in prayer and faith in God. Our Lord knows exactly what is going on and has not forsaken us. We need to take the position that Jesus took in Luke 22:42. "Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Famed intellectual C.S. Lewis wrote, "We shall draw nearer to God not by trying to avoid the sufferings inherent in all loves, but by accepting them and offering them to him, throwing away all defensive armor. If our hearts need to be broken, and if he chooses this as the way in which they should break, so be it." So as heartbreaking as it is to see our country divided and filled with hate, we should trust the Lord to make it right at a time of His choosing and not worry about tomorrow. So be it, Lord. So be it. James 4:14. Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.